Thank you. Mr. Secretary, you are correct. We're not out after Mr. Boyat. We know you, Mr. Secretary, are the chairperson of the 40 Committee. We have had testimony that the 40 Committee rarely meets and often approves operations with minimal discussions. You occupy practically every position of importance in the 40 Committee structure.
Will you repeat that last sentence?
You occupy practically every position of importance in the 40 Committee structure. You are Special Assistant to the President for National Security Affairs. You are also Secretary of State. We have testimony that you have participated in directing operations which were not fully discussed, analyzed, or evaluated by those authorized to do so. In fact, sometimes they were purposefully hidden. You have been involved in wiretaps of employees. We have heard testimony that the essence of your conversations with international leaders are not shared with the intelligence community. You now refuse information to Congress on rather specious basis. Frankly, Mr. Secretary, and I mean this very sincerely, I am concerned with your power and the method of your operation, and I am afraid of the result on American policy, and I believe the direction of operations outside the National Security Council and the full 40 Committee may indeed be contrary to law. Would you please comment, sir?
Except for that, there's nothing wrong with my operation. Well, I think, Mr. Dellums, you have stated a large number of conclusions. On the basis of testimony which was fragmentary and sometimes inaccurate, and you've repeated them as facts. You've done so with relation to matters which I've pointed out I can discuss only in executive session. You have raised an issue that has been discussed twice before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and in which the second time the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, by a vote of 16-0, sustained my original position. And I do not believe that any point is served by going at that particular issue in a brief answer to a question. So I can only say, Mr. Dellums, that I regret you hold these views, especially on the basis of such insufficient evidence and without having heard me in executive session, but I don't think I want to comment on them.
I appreciate that, Mr. Secretary, and I am prepared with a series of questions and documents to sustain the allegations that I made. Mr. Secretary, on June 7th, 1974, the New York Times article alleges that on June 27, 1970, at a meeting of the 40 Committee on Chile, you said regarding election of Mr. Allende, and I quote, "I don't see why we need to stand by and watch a country go communist due to the irresponsibility of its own people," end of quote. Mr. Secretary, did the U.S. government carry out covert operations in Chile during the period 1970-1973, and if so, please explain.
Well, first, I cannot comment on a newspaper article about a statement I allegedly made 5 years previously or about the context in which this might have been made. Secondly, with respect to any covert operations, I must maintain my original position that I'm prepared to discuss them in executive session, but not in open session.
Would you be prepared at this point to deny the involvement of the United States in covert operations in Chile?
I'm prepared neither to confirm nor to deny them, but I'm prepared to discuss them in executive session.
In the period 1970 to the present, have any covert operations been carried out without the approval or knowledge of the full 40 Committee, Secretary of State, or the Secretary of Defense?
Well, I have Mr. Dellums, I would prefer to discuss all matters dealing with the 40 committees.
I appreciate that, Mr. Secretary. If that's your response, I simply would like to get on the record the questions that I would like to elicit answers to. Did President Nixon ever order the CIA to act without informing the State Department or the Department of Defense? Did President Nixon ever order the CIA to act without a formal meeting or approval of the full 40 committee? Were the operations in Chile ordered in this manner? And your answer is that you will answer this in executive session?
That's correct.
Thank you. Did the United States spend money to bribe members of the Chilean Congress in an attempt to persuade them not to ratify Mr. Allende's first election? If so, how much was spent? And was this done with the full knowledge and support of the 40 committee? And did you support that decision?
The time of the gentleman has expired.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
That was Ron Dillon, the Democrat of California.